excited to come down for the game in a few weeks' time. I mean, it's something that's been building for a while. How's it feeling at the club?
Yeah, it is. It's exciting. We've, like you said, it's been building for a while. We get down there as much as we can, do some school visits and clinics, and train there a few times, a few NAB games as well. But to play a real game there will be nice to have another home, sort of away from home. And yeah, we're all looking forward to it.
Yeah, and the facilities, you mentioned you get down there every now and then. I mean, you probably would have seen some of the latest developments, but how do you see the facilities? I mean, they're fantastic down there, both with the rooms now, but the ground's always been pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's always been a really good deck. And to be honest, I haven't been down there in a little bit, so there's probably been a bit more done since I've been down there. But no, everything was looking like it was going to plan, and we can't wait to get down there in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, is one of the exciting factors that, like you say, with sort of a home away from home, that you know, you can play a few games out, a bit like, you know, what we see with Tasmania with Hawks and things like that. Is that one of the elements that makes it exciting, that you can sort of have a ground that you might be able to take a bit of an advantage with the wind and the conditions, which are always a fair factor down here? I mean, is that part of the reasons that is exciting from a playing point of view?
Yeah, I think so. It's always nice to play at home, and if you can sort of have almost two of them, I think it is a bit of an advantage. So, like you said, with the Hawthorn thing at Tasmania, they've sort of made it their second home. So, you know, I'm sure we'll be able to eventually make it a good place to play for us.
Yeah, and you never quite know what the games are going to do with the way this season's gone. But, I mean, it is building to be potentially a big game. I mean, you guys are obviously fighting hard to make the eight. Port Adelaide are, who knows where they'll be at that stage, but probably fighting for a top four spot or certainly position in the finals. So, I mean, that's probably going to add to it too. I mean, it'll get a big crowd anyway, but it's always good to have some meaning to the game rather than just an end of season game that might not have as much on the line. I mean, there'll be plenty to play for.
Yeah. Like I said before, we've only played a few NAB games there, so Ballarat's got a bit of a taste of it. But like you said, it's going to be a huge game. All the games for the rest of the year are massive for us. And like you said, especially that one, because Port are so close to us on the ladder. It'll be a packed crowd. I mean, I think tickets are already nearly impossible to get. So it'll be pretty good day down there.
Yeah, for sure. And just on the side's form, I mean, you've strung together three wins in a row and must be starting to feel like you're getting a bit of the mojo back. How's it starting to feel at the moment? I mean, you need to be winning games. I mean, it's pretty crucial with how the position on the ladder's sitting, but you're starting to feel like you guys are finding a little bit of form in this latter end of the season?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've always had that confidence among the group all year, even though it hasn't quite gone to plan, but especially the last 3 weeks have sort of been building and a bit of momentum. And there's a bit more confidence within the group, and we're going out there expecting to win. And we've got it done the last few weeks, so we've just got to continue that on for the rest of the year, I think.
Yeah, is there a little bit of that sort of inner confidence, given what you guys did last year with having to win so many games on the trot that had a lot on the line? I mean, ideally, at this stage of the season, you're sitting in the top four and you don't have to win every game. But, I mean, is there that sort of inner belief that maybe some other clubs might not have because you guys as a group have done it before in a way?
It sort of is that old thing. Like, it really is just worry about the next week. And I think that's what we did well last year. We sort of pretty grounded, and Bevo got us just thinking about the next week and trying to take care of that and training towards the next game. And that's what we've done sort of the last month, and we're going to have to do it for the next month if we're going to want to see some finals again.
Yeah. And yourself personally, obviously it was a difficult start to the season in what's a pretty competitive team for spots, but you've worked your way into it nicely. Played a fair few games, certainly in the second half of the season. I mean, you must be pleased to have done that, and you would have had to done a fair bit of work to get into that side at VFL level. And, I mean, it's pretty competitive for spots generally.
Yeah, it is. And it always is. It has been the last few, since I got to the club. So it's no surprise when you're a bit down that someone else is going to take your spot, and that's healthy. And it sort of set us up for a better second half of the year, and hopefully a better month to come again, because we've guys have been filtered through both teams and had to go back and work on the stuff they need to work on. I probably have had to as well, and heaps of other boys have as well. So everyone's in the same boat, and we're all working towards so this part of the year now.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, no, thanks for that, mate. I appreciate your time, and all the best. We'll be seeing you here shortly.
Cheers. I'll see you in a few weeks.
Thanks, mate.